Hi there, my winter people. It's Allison McGee, your host. I'm coming to you on a dreary, rainish, winterish day. Can it be called winter if it's raining? Not here in the north, it can't. Maybe where you are, though. So I'm here today with another poetry snack for you. Poetry snacks are short episodes that feature poems that are in the public domain, which means that anyone can repost or republish them. You don't have to get copyright permission. Getting copyright permission is just fine with me. I love corresponding with poets and their editors and publishing companies. But what I love doing with poems in the public domain are finding poets who, in my view, have been overlooked throughout the centuries, sometimes much less than centuries since they published their work. Today's poetry snack, is written by someone who's not at all forgotten. His name is Robert Louis Stevenson. I sent out this particular poem, Where Go the Boats, a couple of weeks ago on my Poem of the Week email, blog, Instagram, Facebook post, and the response to it was so beautiful and so immediate and so heartfelt. It seems that so many people remember this poem from when they were children. I don't remember it from when I was a child, but it's very possible that my poetry-loving grandfather may have recited it to me. All right, here's the poem, Where Go the Boats, by Robert Louis Stevenson. Dark brown is the river, golden is the sand. It flows along forever, with trees on either hand. Green leaves are floating, castles of the foam, boats of mine a-boating, where will all come home? On goes the river and out past the mill, away down the valley, away down the hill, away down the river, 100 miles or more, other little children shall bring my boats ashore. One of the things I love about doing these poetry snacks is that it forces me to find poems that I wouldn't necessarily see in my contemporary poetry-loving life. And it also allows me to enjoy poems with what I consider beautiful rhymes, as opposed to jingly and forced rhymes. So Robert Louis Stevenson, I'm going to paraphrase here from the poetryfoundation.org website. Robert Louis Stevenson is best known as the author of that children's classic, Treasure Island. He published that one in 1882, and he published his other best-known story, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, 4 years later in 1886. He was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. He was the only child of Thomas Stevenson, Margaret Balfour, and he led a very sickly life. Poetry Foundation says he inherited the weak lungs of his mother and was an invalid from birth. This just makes me wonder for a minute, how do you inherit your mother's weak lungs? I don't think you inherit her lungs, do you? You inherit maybe a congenital hereditary lung condition, but enough speculation on the part of Allison McGee, non-doctor Allison McGee. He didn't spend all his childhood sick. In the summer, he lived out in the country and he played outdoors with his many cousins. He went to school since he was 7, but he attended irregularly because of the poor health and also because his dad doubted the value of formal education, which I just find very interesting. He did start going to the University of Edinburgh when he was 16. He wanted to become a lighthouse engineer like his father. But instead of applying himself to his studies, he became known for his outrageous dress and behavior. You gotta love that. So anyway, those are a few details of our poet of the day, Robert Louis Stevenson. I hope you enjoyed this snack. Remember that this is a poem in the public domain, like all our poetry snacks. Thank you for listening to it. You know how to reach us at wordsbywinterpodcast@gmail.com. Words by Winter, conversations, reflections, poems about the passages of life. We'll see you in 2 weeks.